And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app TrueConnect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of TrueConnect exclusively for Raider Nation.
You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
We're sitting down with the newest member of the Las Vegas Raiders, Brock Bowers. And Brock, first off, congratulations, man. So happy to have you here. What have the last 18 hours been like for you? How many hours of sleep are we rocking today?
Probably about 5 or 6.
That's good.
Yeah, not too bad.
What was the, I always find this so interesting too. Well, who is the most, I want to say random, but maybe the most surprising person you heard from last night?
What do you mean, like team-wise?
Yeah, team, whoever, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Did it, random celebrity hit you up? Who was it? Who was the most random person that popped up on that phone?
Oh, man, it's hard to say. I mean, Luke Bryan texted me. He's a big Georgia fan. He's a big Georgia fan, so he's texted me in the past, too, so that's pretty cool.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Direct line to Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Mr. Spring Break himself, not too shabby.
Absolutely.
So going back to the last night, though, you know, you get the call from Tom and AP, like, just kind of going back to that moment a little bit, like, what was it like to, you know, see the number pop up and kind of just take us through that conversation a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we were sitting there, and it was just me and my agent, and he was sitting there talking to one of his, like, assistant people, and, I mean, we were just sitting there just waiting for my name to be called. We were thinking it was going to be the Broncos, and the Broncos picked before, and then we're like, it's probably not going to be the Raiders. Like, we're moving on, like, the next pick, seeing what's going to happen, and then all of a sudden Las Vegas, Nevada pops up on my phone. I'm like, man, this is crazy.
And so, you know, you get on the phone, and obviously, you know, Tom and AP talk to you, but, like, do you have a chance kind of in that moment to be like, oh, my God, like, this is kind of the culmination of so many years of work, or is it the yelling and the cheering, and you're kind of just like, I'm along for the ride a little bit?
No, I felt pretty calm until, like, I walked out to the couch, and because I was, like, kind of in a private room, and I walked out to the couch with all my friends and family and everything and sat down, and I don't think it really hit me until, like, I saw my name pop up on the screen, they announced it, and, I was shocked because I was, like, so calm, and all of a sudden I got lightheaded, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, what's happening?
What was the aftermath of that? Obviously, I know there's a lot of media. You were talking to us. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that a rookie first-round pick's got to do on draft night, but kind of when the dust settled and you had a chance to exhale a little bit, what was that? What was the rest of the night like for you and the family?
Man, I mean, it was just – I was just trying to calm down. I mean, it was so, like, exciting, and I mean, I was just so worn out just because from stressing out about it all day and everything like that, so –
So what is that? You know, we were talking before we started rolling here. Northern California guy, got close to Mile High, grew up 20 minutes from where I did. But, like, how does a guy from Napa Valley, one of the most beautiful places in the world, right, shameless plug, how do you end up in Georgia, right? Like, that's a long way from home. Obviously, an incredible brand of football he gets played in the SEC. But what was kind of the motivating factor to get you down there?
Yeah, that was part of it. I mean, just wanted to go. Everyone said the SEC was the best competition, best place to play, so I wanted to go do that. And also just COVID shut down everything on the West Coast, so I wanted to go play football. And they were still playing out there, so I was like, might as well. It worked out pretty good. Won some games.
You know, how did the experience at Georgia and the folks that you played with and the success that the team had, how does that get you ready for this next step now as an NFL player?
Yeah, I think Georgia definitely prepared me just from the people we go against every day in practice. Just because, I mean, we had first, second rounders all across the defense side of the ball my freshman year especially.
You know, we were talking earlier today about kind of this idea we were discussing, like, in basketball now. It kind of feels like it's positionless basketball, right? You throw five guys out there, five dudes that are athletes, and you say, hey, let's go play the game. And football seems like it's kind of getting to that way a little bit with some of the skill position guys. Like, you know, we have to have you listed as a tight end for, you know, league purposes. But, like, you strike me as a dude who can do a lot of things, who isn't going to be kind of boxed into, like, one idea. Is that how you kind of look at your game and what you're going to bring to this next level?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what they have planned. I'm just along for the ride and just doing whatever they tell me. But, Georgia, I was definitely moved around a little bit, and that was a lot of fun.
you know, one thing that a lot of folks have been really excited about, especially, you know, the fan base, is now the tandem of you and Michael Mayer getting a chance to work together, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of that old school, nasty, violent Raider football that AP talks about all the time. Two mm-hmm. big, legit tight ends. You know, like, how excited are you, you know, to get a chance to know Mike and get to work with Mike and be a really interesting kind of tandem in Lou Getsy's offense?
Yeah, I'm excited to meet him, get to know him, and play with him, obviously. And, I mean, hopefully teach me a thing or two, too. So,
you know, we've talked a lot this offseason, you know, since AP got the interim tag taken off and is sitting in the big chair about the culture that he's built here, right? And, mm-hmm. and Max Crosby talks about it a ton, and coaches said, you know, it's really my job to be kind of the steward, the protector of that culture. You know, for a guy like you who was at Georgia, who knows what it looks like to win at a high level, like, how exciting is it for you to now come into a place where, hey, they have an idea of what they want it to look like, and now I kind of just have to assimilate and find out how I fit in that role?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely excited to come in here and learn about the culture and just get to know all the guys and all the staff and everything, and just get ready to play some football.
You know, we saw that clip this morning of you walking in, AP's there, you know, dapping you up, saying good morning, congratulations. Like, you know, he's the type of guy, and I'm sure I'm preaching the choir, but he just brings such a good energy, such an enthusiasm, such an excitement to be at work every day. For a guy like you and your position now, rookie, coming in, like, how exciting is that to be able to work with a guy like that, learn from a guy like that going forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it all starts at the top, and it kind of trickles down. So I'm excited to be playing for him, and it just affects the whole organization, so.
You know, and Brock, before we let you go, the one thing when we were going through the Brock Bowers stats from last night, one thing that stood out to me, and I want to make sure I had this right, did you have an 85-yard kickoff return in high school?
Probably. Sounds about right.
So, but, I mean, I think when we were talking about the positionless aspect of kind of what you bring to the table, like, mm-hmm. big dude, strong dude, again, a guy who can do it all, and contribute on special teams too, apparently.
Yeah, no, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, whatever helps team win, so I'm there.
Well, hey, man, we're excited to have you here. Congratulations. So cool we got the parents back here. We were talking mm-hmm. to them a little bit earlier. Obviously, very proud of you and the accomplishments. Enjoy the rest of today. I know it's going to be a lot for you, a lot going on, but we're excited to have you here, and we'll catch up with you soon, all right?
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.